38. Sounding the Alarm. It was only chance and sleeplessness that had taken Miss Hackandottier to the docks so late that night. She had traversed the island and was now standing at the end of the pier, looking out at the Pacific. She had just visited Dr. Hyde, still hard at work on his creations. They were ugly creatures. It was an ugly business, but necessary. She still did not understand the intentions of the guildmaster, but she felt better when she walked, and her presence kept the soldiers alert. She'd caught one guard sleeping and dealt him such a blow with her metal hand that he was now in the medical tent. That would keep the rest of them on their toes. She missed the Wyvern, and how strong she'd felt standing on the deck of such an incredible warship. It had been a part of her, and when it went down, she felt that part of her sink into the ocean too. The airship Hera had been another part of her, almost like her metal hand. She had failed far too many times. The Crystal Palace glowed dimly behind her. The Guildmaster would still be working. It was nighttime here, but it would be daytime in other countries. He had myriad agents around the world who reported to him. She stroked Grace's large skull. The mechanical hound was silent because she had no vocal cords, a design of the good Dr. Hyde. Grace had been a valuable companion for years now. The dog made that familiar clicking sound from the back of her throat that meant she was happy. "Yes, you always stand with me," Miss Hackandottier said. She stared at the dark horizon. How much of her life had been spent as a pirate on those waters? That had been her first introduction to the Guildmaster. Even then, he'd had no name. She would work hard to get into his good graces again. Then she laughed. "Good graces," she said. "And you are my good grace." The dog clicked in agreement, then lifted her ears and looked towards the west. She made a rasping sound, as close to a bark as she could get. "What do you hear, Grace?" A moment later Miss Hackandottier heard something too, a distant droning. It was not familiar, though sometimes she discerned a mechanical whine. There were no shipments that she knew of arriving at this hour. She saw the bow of a craft glinting in the moonlight a fair distance away. Behind it were two other boats. She squinted. They were square-shaped boats with gates at the front. British flags flapped in the moonlight. "Sound the alarm!" she shouted, and sprinted back across the dock, Grace pounding the boards beside her. "Now, sound the alarm!" Klaxons began to scream. Guild soldiers took their positions, and orders were shouted as bright electric lights came to life, pointing out to sea. She raced up the circular stairs to the top of the observation tower and watched the boats draw closer. The clear outline of helmeted heads. Soldiers. Rifles on their shoulders.
"Fire!"
she hollered.
"Fire now!"
The field guns let loose their first volleys. Boom, boom, boom. The sound shook the very tower itself, but it was not easy to bring the big 14-pounders to bear on moving targets, and the shots landed well past the boats. The enemy gained speed as they approached, engines buzzing like wasps. The first craft hit the shore and skidded several feet onto the beach. Someone jumped off the back and began swimming out to sea. The gate of the boat dropped open. The guild soldiers, who had gathered along their trenches, fired. The enemy was standing in the boat, guns at the ready, but not charging her men. No matter how many shots they fired, the enemy didn't fall, but rocked back and forth, taking hits here and there. Helmets flew off, and still they just stood in the harrowing fire. Then it dawned on her. They were dummies. At that moment the second boat struck next to a stanchion on the pier. The third landed near the base of the observation tower. The gates flipped open and more dummies were revealed.
"Cease fire!"
she shouted.
"Cease fire!"
It took a full minute before her orders were relayed. When they finally stopped firing, all she could hear was the ringing in her ears from the booming of the big guns. The dummies continued to sway, many of them torn in two by rifle fire. What did all this mean?
"Board the vessels,"
she commanded. A group of six guild soldiers approached the first of the landing craft. The boat exploded, sending a cloud of shrapnel through the approaching soldiers, knocking them into the sand. Then the second boat blew up. She watched in disbelief as the pillar on the pier was smashed to pieces. The third boat, which had beached itself directly below the observation tower, burst into flames like a giant Roman candle. The tower she stood on began to sway gently, and then, as though tired, it gave way.